Today we're going to continue in the fourth parak of Maseches Brachos. Today we are learning Mishnayos Beis and Gimel of the fourth parak of Maseches Brachos. Says Mishnah Beis, Rabbi Nachuni ben Akana he mispal b'knisas lebeis medrash ubi yitziyaso tefila katzara. Rabbi Nachuni ben Akana used to daven when he entered the Beis Medrash and when he left the Beis Medrash, he would say a short tefila. So Amr lo, the other chacham said to him, Ma'makum letefila zu. What's the purpose of such a tefila? Meaning, what are you davening for? So Amr lahem b'knisas yani mispal l'shlo terat. When I go into the Beis Medrash, I daven that nothing terrible should happen by virtue because of something that I say. And when I leave the Beis Medrash, I give gratitude, I give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for my chelek in Torah that I was able to realize that day in the Beis Medrash. The Bar Tanura points out, the Rav points out, Shlo Tera Takala. What kind of Takala is going to happen because of something he says in the Beis Medrash? So the Rav explains, Shlo Yovo Michshol Al Yodai, that it shouldn't be a stumbling block. Not that I'm going to say something incorrect, halacha. That alone is not what I'm concerned about. What I'm concerned is that I might say something incorrect, halacha, and then my colleagues in the Beis Medrash are going to have a sense of pride that they outsmarted me, that they know better than I do, and that's an avera on their part to feel pride about the fact that they know more than I do, and that and they're going to get punished on my account because they take this sense of joy and pride in my stumbling in the Beis Medrash. So apparently, according to the Rav, according to the Bar Tanura, the concern is not that he's going to say something wrong, because even if he says something wrong, he's going to get outvoted anyway, so it's not going to make an impact on the halacha. But his concern was, how are people going to react when he says something wrong? That if he says something incorrect, and people react in a way that's unbecoming, and that expresses a certain sense of pride in gaiva, then they're going to get punished on his account. So Tos Yantov just points out that he quotes this Bar Tanura, and he says, Aval akishlom b'dvar halacha lo chashav le'ra'ah. The actual stumbling in a dvar halacha is not really considered something so terrible, because everyone's going to outvote him anyway. However, Tos Yantov says, if you look at Rashi says, no, it's a double ra'ah. It's number one, that I'm going to say something incorrect halacha, and that itself is terrible. And then the second ra'ah that's going to happen is that my chaverim are going to take pride in their outvoting me. And the Bar Tanura also points out that shtei tefilos halalu, these two tefilos, when he goes into the Beis Medrash and when he leaves the Beis Medrash, says the Bar Tanura, chova al kol ish v'ish lo amran. Everyone is obligated to say these two tefilos. Dach yamrin bebraisa, b'knisaso mahu omer, b'yitziaso mahu omer. Because the braisa in the Gemara phrases this a little differently and makes it sound like it was not just a personal practice of Rabbi Nachuni ben Akana. The Braisa says, what are you supposed to say when you go into the Beis Medrash? What are you supposed to say when you leave the Beis Medrash? Sounds like it's something that you're actually supposed to do, that this is really a halacha that you're supposed to daven on your way in and out of the Beis Medrash. If I recall correctly, in Shulchan Aruch, these tefilos are actually brought, that one is supposed to recite these tefilos on the way in and on the way out of the Beis Medrash. The Achronim try to give reasons why it is that so many people do not recite these tefilos, but some suggest that maybe only poskim have to recite such tefilos, because people who are not engaged in halacha lemaisa, that other people are going to listen to their piskei halacha, maybe don't have to worry that they're going to be machshil in a dvar halacha, and that others will take pride in the fact that they're nichshal in a dvar halacha. So says the next Mishnah Gimel, Ram Gamliel Omer b'chol yom mispal adam shmona esrei, that every day when a person davens, when he says the tefilas amida, there should be 18 brachos in his tefilas amida, even though obviously now we have 19 brachos, because in Yavne they were mesakin the tefilas aminim in the days of Rav Gamliel, but these were the original 18 before they were mesakin a 19th bracha for the v'lam alshinim. So every day a person should say in his amida 18 brachos. Rabbi Yeshua Omer me'ein shmon esrei. And it's not necessary to say 18 full brachos. You could just say me'ein shmona esrei. What does me'ein shmona esrei mean? So Bar Tanura quotes two possibilities. Some say, he quotes two deos in the Gemara. Some say it means that you abbreviate the middle brachos. You say the first full three, the full last three, and then the middle brachos, you just abbreviate them. You skip the beef, the meat of the bracha, and you just say the first line and the last line of each of the middle brachos. Others say that no, it means havinenu, that there's actually a single bracha, a single paragraph that incorporates all themes of all 18 brachos, and you just say that, and it concludes with Baruch Atah Hashem, Shomea Tefillah. So Me'in Shmona Esrei, again, is either 18 brachos, we just abbreviate the text of some of the middle brachos, or it means, no, one big bracha that incorporates all 18 themes. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Im Shekura Tefillah, so Bepiv Yispal Shmona Esrei, Vim Lav, Me'in Yudches, that if a person is fluent in his tefillah, then he should say the full Shmona Esrei, and if he's not so fluent in the tefillah, then he should just say Me'in Shmona Esrei, and not the real full Shmona Esrei. So Bartanur points out that Halacha Rabbi Akiva, that we paskin like Rabbi Akiva, that if you know that you're able to be fluent in the tefillah, you should say the real tefillah, but if you're not so fluent in the tefillah, or it's a shasad chak, so then you can abbreviate the middle brachos, except for there are certain times that you're not allowed to do a tefillah of havinenu. When are you not allowed to do havinenu? The one paragraph, one bracha that incorporates all 18 themes, it's if it's in Yemos HaGishamim, if it's in the rainy season, and you have to say the same talumatar, or he says Yemos HaGishamim, because you need to say if it's Saint Talumatar and Mutzoy Shabbos, where you have to say Havdalah B'chonein Hadas. You have to say the bracha of Havdalah in Chonein Hadas. So since those are not easily incorporated into Havinenu, we have no choice but to say the full text of the Shmona Esrei. So again, just to recap what we did today, Mishnah Beis told us about the tefillos that Rabbi Nachman ben Elkanah would say when he would go in and out of the Beis HaMedrash, and he explained when he goes in that other people shouldn't take pride in his michshol in Dvar Halacha, and when he goes out, he gives hoda'a for his chelek in Torah, and Mishnah Gimel tells us that you daven either a full Shmona Esrei, according to Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua says you daven an abridged version, and then Rabbi Akiva is machria, that it depends who you are. If you're someone who's fluent in the tefillah, you daven a full Shmona Esrei. If you're not so fluent in the tefillah, you daven some sort of abridged version of the Shmona Esrei, and generally the rule in halacha is that halacha kedivrei hamachria, that if you have one person on one extreme and another person on the other extreme, and then someone else says, well, you know, they're both right, meaning Rabbi, this one is right in this circumstance, Rabbi Gamliel is right, they should say the full Shmona Esrei if you can. Rabbi Shua is right that you should say the abridged version of Shmona Esrei if you can't say the full Shmona Esrei. So that's why the halacha follows the shita of Rabbi Akiva, because halacha kedivrei hamachriya. We always paskin like the one that takes the middle ground approach. So we will stop there, and Be'ezras Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Dalid, Mishnah Dalid.